your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Reiki Master and host Phyllis Lay Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence. This is the first of a series of interviews that I'm very excited to do because these people that I'm interviewing are on my heroine list. They're people that I can't imagine living their lives, and at the same time, they seem quite happy and quite content and really enjoying what life has to offer them, which for some of us on the outside of their lives, we might shake our heads and go, wow. So I have with me today Gloria Stackman. She's living in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I don't know how long, Gloria, I've known you, but it's been years. And Gloria has quite the story. So, Gloria, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, we'd love to know how you happened upon Reiki in your life.
I was diagnosed in 1989 with emphysema, and the pulmonologist gave me 3 months to live and wanted to put me in St. Francis Hospital that weekend. And I said, could I wait until Monday? Because there's somebody I want to get in touch with. And I remember Jean Ferris from Selling Boats. And she had worked long distance on my frozen shoulder. So I called Jean and I said, Jean, this is Gloria, and I'm in the middle of a really bad situation. And I would like you to do that healing thing on me. And she said, well, you know, Gloria, if you get Reiki treatments and then get Reiki trained, it's really going to change your life, and you have to commit to this. And I said, I won't have a life if I don't commit to this and change my life. So she started, and I went to her, and by the second time, she said, Gloria, have you stopped smoking yet? And I said, no, not so you'd notice. and she said, well, let me try something. So Jean brought her hands down onto my chest, and I thought she was going to put them through my chest. And there was like a bolt of lightning that came through me. And then I said, what was that all about? And she said, oh, you got a really strong dose. And that was November 1989, and it was the last time I ever smoked.
Wow.
So I did not go back to the pulmonologist then, and of course didn't go into the hospital. But I did go 3 months later and have a CAT scan of my lungs. And not only was the emphysema clearing up and my lungs returning to normal, but my kidney, which was on the verge of failing because I had had kidney surgery, was also clearing up, and the blood tests were coming out clear. So I said, oh, Jean, I said, this is so wonderful. How can I do this? And she said, well, my Reiki teacher is coming for St. Patrick's Day. And she is getting a class. And so I took the class from Helen Haberle, along with my husband Milton and my daughter Julie, and we took it in 1990. And I have been practicing Reiki every day of my life since then.
That's wonderful, Gloria. That's an amazing story. And now you have obviously not smoked all these years, and your emphysema is cleared up, and your kidneys are okay.
They're fine. They're great. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And so, what happened was that I got first and second degree. And then when I was teaching American Studies at UH while I was getting my PhD, and I reached out to get my sheepskin on the stage, and all of a sudden, I just got this incredible feeling that I had taught at a university level, but what I really wanted to do was to teach Reiki. And so I became a Reiki master in 1997, thinking that that really and truly I was okay.
Uh-huh.
Thinking really and truly, mentally, emotionally, physically, I was doing fine. And then in 2001. I had to have a vitrectomy because I was going blind in my right eye. And then in 2004, I found out that that I had a heart attack. And so that was like another adjustment I had to make. And then in the process of testing my heart, they discovered that I had tumors growing out of the TB scars I had in my lungs, and I had developed tuberculosis when I was 5 years old, and nobody knew it, and of course it wasn't treated.
Uh-huh.
And so for the last 70 years, I have been in this kind of survival mode, really, really one challenge after another, and thinking that this is all, you know, part of the karma that I have to get through.
Uh-huh.
And try not to dwell on what I might have done in past lives that brought me to this point. So then, at that time, I was at a workshop with you and Joyce Wino. And I was feeling exhausted from this heart trouble, and I was talking to Joyce, and I said, Joyce, what should I do? I really and truly want to get over this, and I'm not going to have any kind of surgery, and so what do you think is a good idea? And then Joyce said, well, you know, Mrs. Takata with chronic situations, she would do exchange treatments. So I thought, I exchange with my students, but not every single day. And so she suggested daily Reiki exchanges based on Mrs. Takata's practice of successive treatments for both acute and chronic conditions.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like an excellent solution because now there was plenty of time.
Uh-huh.
And so even though it was the holiday season, the first 20 students I talked to were enthusiastic. And we decided to start in January of 2005. And so that began my daily Reiki exchanges, which are still going on here in 2009.
That's amazing.
And my Milton darling, my husband of 53 years, usually will Reiki me on the weekends, and then I send him long distance because he's sensitive to hands-on treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I just break in
yes.
here for a minute? So when you started to, when you had the first sort of physical thing that happened to you after you became a Reiki master, did you have any thoughts about, well, how could this happen because I'm a Reiki master, or I don't know, those kinds of things, because lots of people ask that.
Well, actually, no, not really. because I do have kind of a Buddhist approach to life, and I do believe that our actions create, and so it's, they create an effect.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a cause and an effect. And I do know that as I had Reiki all of these years, I could look back and see the changes I've made.
Uh-huh.
You know, in my mind and even in physical things. I used to be the leader of a performance art group called the Chicks from Hell, and we destroyed items of popular culture. Well, that went by the side. I stopped drinking. I stopped going, you know, to nightclubs. And little by little, I could see the changes that were happening in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every day of my life,
mm-hmm.
I talked to Reiki.
Uh-huh.
And every day of my life, I Reiki myself, of course. But no, I felt a little funny telling people that I was a Reiki master, but I just happened to have these tumors growing out in my lungs, and I had coronary artery disease. and so I expected them to say, well, maybe I won't take Reiki from you right now. But that wasn't the case. People really almost seemed to want to take Reiki from me, even if I was barely, you know, able to teach it.
Hmm. That's fascinating, huh?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I never once thought about, Reiki isn't working. Reiki is working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is life, and death is death, right?
Right.
But we have to have this almost unshakable faith in universal life force.
Right.
And also universal life force going through us.
Right.
And that no matter what it looks like, and even if I'm not here 3 months from now, Reiki is healing me.
Mm-hmm. Great. This is a great place to stop, Gloria. Reiki is healing me. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after this pause with Gloria Stackman. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you tired of carrying a heavy wooden massage table around? Is your back sore? Or do you have imprints of cables and braces on your kneecaps after sitting and giving a Reiki treatment? Try a lightweight Astrolite massage table for maximum comfort. Contact us, Paul or Upasana, at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearnings.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Forimoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm speaking today with Gloria Stackman from Honolulu, Hawaii, and she's really living an incredible story. And one of the things that she left us with was, you know, despite all of what it looks like, Reiki is working. And I've really, somehow, you know, in myself, I have this, it's not even a trust or belief or faith. I just know it's working. I don't know how I know it in my life, but it's working. However, to describe what working means to someone who can't see the evidence, that's pretty tough. And I'm just wondering, Gloria, if you have any great words of wisdom about this piece.
About not being able to see the evidence
yes.
of it working? Well, actually, I do have evidence because I have the original emphysema x-rays in 1989 and then the x-rays again in 1990. I have the kidney x-rays, and it shows that the kidney got healed. And now I have x-rays, and my doctors are documenting. So I have a file of it being documented.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe in allopathic, and I believe in holopathic, and I believe in technology. But I also believe in mystery and things that we can't see and sometimes even can't feel. And therefore, we have to have this faith. And so I do now have my doctors convinced that that there is this thing that's operating in my life. But I did have, in last July, just before my birthday, I found out I had two brain tumors.
Uh-huh. And what birthday was this?
This was my 73rd birthday. Because I'll be 74 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it was my 73rd birthday, and finally they discovered, much to their horror, that I had these two brain tumors. And in all these years of all the tests and surgeries that I had had, nobody thought to give me a brain CAT scan. And so I ended up with these surgeries, and then my dear friend, who's a radiologist-oncologist, took my case to the panel at Queens Hospital and presented it to 9 neurologists and 9 neurosurgeons, and they all came back with the same diagnosis. It had to be removed immediately, especially the one that was the size of a tangerine. And so I thanked all of them very much and said, you know, I'm not doing it. And I'm going to continue with my daily Reiki treatments. And then my blind Reiki student said, Gloria, we should form a Reiki Huli. And she said, and we can all do you Reiki during the week if you send us pictures of the tumor. And we'll do you 15 minutes each, 3 times a week. And so my other Reiki friend, who you know, Susie Garrett, said, I'll organize it. So she got on the phone, and we ended up with almost 30 people a year ago. And they are not just my students. They are students from 7 or 8 different Reiki masters, and they were all really willing to do that. And in both the hands-on with the brain tumors and the long-distance Reiki with the heart thing, everyone said that they could feel their Reiki energy.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt the long-distance treatments and the hands-on treatments, but they would have their little CAT scan with my tumor on it, and they would wait for the time, and then the energy would come in, and they would feel it come in, and they, of course, did nothing. We're not supposed to do anything, right? Just put your hands on, and then they would feel it go away. And that's how it's been for the last year. So
how are your tumors now?
Oh, I had that really freaky accident with a monkey pod tree a month ago, and the monkey pod fell out of the tree and hit my small tumor with a huge impact, and it cracked 2 of my teeth that have to be pulled. But it did not move the tumors, and now the tumors are starting to shrink.
Hmm.
So this is something that that I think, you know, I would have said, Reiki, God, why me? You know, why did this thing fall on my head at a children's book festival? And it was because I believe that my new friend was walking with me, and this hit my head, and I said, oh, my God, I've got to sit down, and my head's exploding. And I said, it's right where I had the vitrectomy for my eye. I also had the eye surgery. And she said, I'm supposed to have a vitrectomy next week. And to make a very long story short, she went to my eye doctor who still did not think she should have a CAT scan, and then 10 days ago was operated on in Oregon at the KCI Institute because she had a tumor in the back of her eye socket.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday she flew home.
Wow.
So I think what's important for all of us in our lives, even if we're not like inundated with illness, is that we try to keep an open mind and try to be sensitive to coincidences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not coincidences.
Right. Well, there's a great discussion about whether there are any coincidences in the universe.
Yes, and I don't think there are, because I really do feel that I'm this collection of bodies, and I'm embedded, I'm an individual life force, but I am embedded in a universal life force. And therefore, the more I'm able to keep open, and the more I'm able to, like, stay balanced and have my different bodies know each other, I think the closer I can come to kind of recognizing that.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that I did really kind of get mad at myself about is for the last 20 years when I went into meditation, I would see this white ball with a little black spot in the middle. And I'd think, oh, I'm really meditating. I'm going through this tunnel. And in retrospect, that was my brain and my tumor trying to tell me I had something in my head.
Uh-huh.
Because the tumor has been there 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing. How can they tell that?
Oh, it's like a tree. There's all these calcifications.
Oh my gosh, isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the degree of calcifications, that they can... And my girlfriend, her tumor... was very calcified also, and she had had it for like 10 years at
wow.
least.
Amazing. So,
that's what I try to do, is just get more in touch with my body.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm always impressed with, Gloria, is that you don't sit at home either, through all this. People may think that you just hang out at home and receive Reiki all day. But you don't. You're out and about. You and Milton go sailing and do your little excursions. I mean, if you could rate your quality of life, would you say, with 10 being really great, how would you rate your life at this moment?
Oh, my life is fantastic. It really is. And I am sitting here looking out of my lanai with those beautiful clouds, and you know what they look like.
Yes.
And it's warm, and it's just, it's just a beautiful life. And that doesn't mean that I don't get, really, really discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And a week ago, we found out that my Milton darling, who had had a heart failure 2 years ago, evidently had had a mild stroke and is now in the process of another stroke. So on the days when you don't feel good, you don't do a lot.
Uh-huh.
And on the other days when you feel fine, then you go out. and I've written this children's book and illustrated it called The Happy Hawaiian Fish Pond, And right now, my girlfriend, who's getting a master's degree in Hawaiian language, is translating it. And it looks like it's going to be published for the immersion schools.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
And so they're happy in the title. And I really feel that if we can't be happy in this life, then we're living wrong.
Okay.
Don't you feel that way?
Yes, I do. I do. And it's a great time to take a break. We'll be right back with Gloria and Happiness in just a few moments. This is Phyllis okay. Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki treatments can be done almost anywhere. On the floor, on a bed, or even on the dining room table. But I certainly prefer giving and receiving treatments on my comfortable, lightweight Astrolite massage table. Contact us for more information at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here with Gloria from Honolulu, and she's been describing what for some people might be a kind of horror story, but for Gloria, it's just simply been a series of interesting karmic, physical, possible challenges, I guess. Events, we might call them. And through this, she's been having Reiki treatments, and now it's been 4 years that you've had daily Reiki treatments. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, my grandmother used to say that Reiki gives us health, happiness, and the long life. And I've just really been in awe of this particular saying because it's challenged me so much in my own belief systems about what happiness is, what long life is, what health is. And I'm really wanting to ask you if you feel like this particular saying that my grandmother had about Reiki, if that feels true for you and your life with Reiki.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah? Tell me about this.
Well, you know, I most people, when they find out about the different things that I've had wrong and I'm having wrong as we speak, they're really surprised because they feel that I should look older or I should look sick.
Right. Or you should act sick.
Yes. Well, 3 hours ago I was feeling sick. But I knew that I had this interview. So I just Reiki'd myself and Milton Reiki'd me.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, that balanced me out. And here I am, you know, really enjoying talking to you. Probably the longest we've talked in one time ever.
Right.
And so as far as happiness, I really do feel that if I am the director of the Oahu Peace Network, And I really feel that if I'm not peaceful inside, then I can't advocate for peace and try to talk other people into it. And I equate happiness with peacefulness, with contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And if 30% of my day I'm not happy, if I'm in pain or worried about something, that's okay, because the other 70% is I am happy. I have a great husband, and we, you know, we both are on these spiritual paths, and so I think that it's really, I look healthy, and I feel healthy when I'm not sick. And what was the other one?
Health, happiness, and a long life.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be 74. That's not a real long life, but I am, you know, really planning to be around at least another 10 years, especially since this tumor stopped growing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well,
that was the important thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and when you make your decision about, like, not having surgery and so on, where does that decision come from? Does it come from weighing all the angles and, you know, if you, you know, sort of want to have a certain number of years left, or, I don't know. I'm just wondering where that decision comes from in you.
Well, when I got my PhD, I had this wonderful release because I lost the analytical part of my mind. So that just, no, it went. Bye-bye. Over across the ocean, across Waikiki. And it's funny, but Helen Haberle was at that graduation party, and Jean Ferris and Joyce Winnow, and then the other thing is that I realized a year ago, when this was push and shove, when they were describing these surgeries to me, that actually I was a Reiki master. And what one of the things that means to me is I put my faith in Reiki. Even when I had other Reiki masters saying, well, Gloria, don't you think you should have this? I mean, this is simple kind of brain surgery. And I said, have you been around watching me get reactions to, I can't even have general anesthetic anymore? But it was more that I had to put my money where my mouth was. I wasn't doing it to show anybody anything. It was me and universal life force. It was me in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that those were the lessons that I was teaching myself. Because mm-hmm. I have no doubt that I'm the one that's gotten myself sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been teaching myself these lessons, and what is the lesson? I have to put my trust in life.
Wow.
So I didn't analyze much.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. And that's where I am now.
Uh-huh. And do you feel like that's applicable for other people, too?
Well, my girlfriend, I said, get on the plane and go have surgery. Because she didn't have any reactions, and she was losing her eyesight,
uh-huh.
and she isn't Reiki trained. But she will be next month. So I do send long distance treatments to people at Queens Hospital while they're being operated on.
Uh-huh.
And I really do believe that the combination of allopathic and holopathic is available to us.
Uh-huh.
And I don't choose to go there anymore because my body has kind of revolted.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kind of speak from my gut when someone asks me their my opinion if they should have surgery. And most of the time I'll say yes, because I kind of close my eyes and go into this quiet space, and I don't know where the answer comes from, but the answer is always there. And it's different for each person.
Well,
and where they are in life.
And do you feel that, I think that for me, one of the great observations that I made was just imagining, well, when I took Reiki, or came to Reiki when I was at the age of 30, if I projected a kind of line, lifeline, from where I was at that moment, I know that in 30 years, that was 30 years ago, that I would be in a very different place than I have ended up in following a Reiki path. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
And this is so amazing for me. It's like being able to look back on these 30 years and say, wow, I would be probably somewhere over there, but now I'm here, and I'm in a much different frame of mind, and a much different, like, I make my decisions in a very different way than I would have 30 years ago. And I'm wondering if that's also true for you.
It certainly is. If I look back 20 years, because it'll be 20 years next year
right.
that I've had Reiki, I realize chances are I wouldn't be alive in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it was Reiki that has kept me alive all these years. But I also I've been honest with myself, and I look back at me 20 years ago, and I'm at UH, I'm an artist, you know, I'm a professor, I feel pretty good about myself, and I was drinking like crazy, and yes, I am a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, I think, oh, that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot go back to that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back to that kind of ignorance,
mm-hmm.
which is what I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I feel so blessed about is that for one reason or another, again, my karma, because it's not just bad karma, there's also good karma, right?
Oh, yes.
And I've had the good karma to be around all of you amazing Reiki masters,
mm-hmm.
and the good karma to meet these incredible students of mine and see how they are changing over the years.
Right, exactly.
And so I come from a totally different spot, and it's not one that our children were too happy with.
Uh-huh.
Because two of them came out in November to try and talk me into having the surgery.
Right, right.
And I said, you know, I'm not going there.
Right.
I'm just not doing it. So, yes, I agree with you completely.
Uh-huh.
I think we have all been so fortunate to just have these things kind of plopped down in front of us or be born into them.
Mm-hmm. Well, this
but
is...
I feel blessed. I really feel blessed.
Me too. And this is a great place to stop for another commercial break. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Win your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Reiki practitioners everywhere prefer Astrolite massage tables because of optimum portability, leg clearance, easy setup, comfort, and quality. For 15 years, Rampa Enterprises, previously Magic Flute, has been shipping tables around the world to the global Reiki community.
Why wait any longer to get yours? Contact us now through our website at www.portablemassagetables.com and we'll help you select just the right table to fit your needs. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here today with Gloria Stackman from Honolulu, Hawaii, who has quite an amazing story in her last years. And it's just wonderful, Gloria, to talk with you and feel the universal life energy, the force of your voice and the confidence with which you speak. It just touches me. And you were ending up at the end of our last segment, you were talking about there's, you know, kind of bad karma, if we could use that word, or karma that seems like it's really about challenges and learning in this lifetime. And then there's kind of good karma, which means that there are gifts that are brought to you. And I really appreciated your inclusion of what we might call good karma, because I think that we tend to dwell on the bad karma things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, I don't know whether this would be semantics, so you can let me know. If it were possible, if we could just say karma without the good part and the bad part, but just that this is my karma, which is, I think, what you did say a little while ago in the beginning of the interview, that this was my karma.
Yeah, this is my karma, and it's full of everything.
Right. And I think that's a great way to look at it. And then to also say that part is that it's what comes to us, whether it feels challenging or it feels like a gift, that's all karma.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And I also sense that in your receiving daily Reiki treatments, both distant treatments and hands-on, I understand. that there's a place where you stay in a certain mind frame. Would you say that's true?
It is, absolutely. And if I get out of that mind frame, it doesn't last long at all.
And how would you describe the mind frame that you are staying in? I think for those people who have received a series of Reiki treatments, they might be able to feel it, maybe not describe it in words. But for those people who haven't had that experience, I'm just wondering if there's any way you can articulate it.
Well, I have no fear. Sometimes I have dread because I think, oh, here we go again. But I don't have fear. And I believe that Reiki takes the fear away. And knowing that I am protected, because I am also universal life force energy. I'm embedded in it. And I also feel connected to every sentient being in this world. Sometimes more than others. But I feel that that I am protected by the life force, and I also feel that I have these little hot hands. And when I'm not feeling good or someone around me isn't feeling good, I put the hands on myself and I feel better. And that gives me a certain empowerment. It gives me a sense of control. And it also gives me this wonderful sense of well-being.
Amazing.
And that's what I would tell people, because that's what I tell my students. And a lot of people come into Reiki like me with illness, and that's where the majority of people come in. And so they sit in your class, and they're scared, you know, because they feel they have no control over their life.
That's true.
And then a year later, to see these same people that are more at ease, more relaxed. And believers.
You like believers. Well, I can imagine you do. Wonderful. Well, you know, a lot of people have talked to, that I've talked to, and I've, you know, said, you know, daily treatments, that's the ideal. And I'm just wondering, Gloria, how can we encourage people to take the risk to do daily treatments and to let go of anything that might get in the way or hinder this daily treatment? How do you find that kind of commitment?
Well, what I tell my students is, before your feet hit the floor in the morning, you get your hands on yourself. And I tell them that during the nighttime, we dream and we go into this subtle body. And when we wake up, a lot of people use alarm clocks. And so I say, you know, you don't come back fully into your body every single time. So you want to be present in your body. And the best way to be present in your body is to lie in bed and start at the top of your head and go right down. And the minute you feel a release or a shift in the energy or going from cold to hot, then you can move to the next hand position. And it doesn't have to take 20 minutes. You can do it in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that you feel like, you know that breath, and your body says, okay, I'm ready, then you're done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I insist on my first-degree students doing daily Reiki treatments, and I won't take them to second degree until that's part of their practice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I used to take off when I was teaching American Studies. I took off if anyone fell asleep in the class. They got 5% off the grade.
I see. Well, I'm glad I wasn't your student. No, just kidding.
I know. So it's not a threat or a carrot or anything like that, but that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks.
And then people tell me about their experiences during these daily Reiki treatments.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, thank you, Gloria. That's very inspiring. And
thank you.
Yeah, we're at the end of our time. And
I want to thank you so much for being the lineage bearer of this incredible thing.
Oh, thank you. It's been my karma.
Yes. Good and bad. Oh, we're not supposed to use those words.
Right. Well, that's a whole other show.
But there's this movie called it's a Japanese movie. It's about 3 years old, and it's like Last Exit. If you had something to remember that you would play over and over and over again in your mind when you were no longer living, what I play over and over and over in my mind is that I was fortunate enough to be initiated into Reiki, and I'm not making it up.
Right. I agree.
I feel it's been the most important thing in my life.
Me too. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Gloria.
Okay.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.